Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in time for Daily Editorial. It is Monday. I really hope you guys all had a good weekend. Irish Tony, I want to personally thank you for all of the activity that you put on the website. I know how you feel about Frida, and that's fine. That's your business. But please continue to be active on the site for Jimmy and myself. You've been a valuable guy, man, for almost 25 years. Please stay in there. Anyway, hanging on, John Kruszczycki. John, you had a question for primarily for Jimmy. Is our support to countries perhaps going in the wrong place? Jimmy, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, I think specifically you asked, should we reevaluate our relationships with some countries that we provide support to, especially those that are linking up with China? And, you know, as a guy that went out and built armies for countries in the Republic of Georgia and Albania, and of course, you know, trained Philippine troops and did counterterrorism all around the world with some of these folks. Yeah, absolutely. We need to always evaluate our relationships with some of these countries and some of these people. You know, there's always a balance between the ideological humanitarian, you know, alignment and then the actual practicality, right, of, you know, having friends and relations that you can use when the situation gets tough as partners. And what we see is oftentimes we spend a tremendous amount of money and do, you know, things for decades with some countries, and then they collapse and fall apart. And there's perfect examples. You know, the most recent, of course, is Afghanistan. You know, how many trillion dollars did we spend in Afghanistan trying to train their army? And then, of course, it falls apart and everything we do falls into the hands of the Taliban. But there's other really big examples. We had a security assistance office in Turkey that had over 3,000 people in it at one time, providing lots and lots of money. And of course, the and equipment, F-16s, M1 tanks that are produced actually in Turkey, UH-1 helicopters produced in Turkey under license from American companies, in order for them to be the southern flank of NATO to protect against Russian or Soviet aggression. And you know what? Most of that money's wasted. Yep. You know, the Turks are not our friends and they're not looking at our advantage. Many, many countries turn their back on us after we provided basically the security and the strength for them to defend themselves or to partner with us. So, yeah, in my view, you have to have a very close relationship with people that will stand up with you. And I'll give you some examples. The Australians, they stood up with us in many, many cases. Now, their government's a mess right now and working towards globalization, but they're having to face the reality of you know, expanding China into their area, and they're going to have to tie with us. But they're pretty reliable allies. The Brits, they come fight with us. They do things with us.
Yep.
Again, on occasion, there's confusion there, but these are strong allies. You know, some other ones that we've spent a lot of money defending, most of the Western European countries, they're not so committed to the same philosophies, are they? They're working more towards a socialist ideology. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's a good effort. But the new Eastern European, former Soviet satellite states, they are very much working towards the same principles that the United States has and wants to would like to defend against some of these authoritarian dictators. So, you know, I applaud relationships with them. But yes, we need to always take a very hard look at what we're spending and how we're doing that. And we need to minimize that.
Yep.
At the same time, you can't fight a war on your own. And as much as a libertarian as I am, and many others are, especially on this site, the more you isolate yourself as an independent nation, the less strength you have. And when you have a demographic expansion and global economic expansion, military expansion that the Chinese have, that's a problem when you're smaller and you're isolated. So yeah, you've got to build partnerships and have relationships or you will die. And that's just the reality.
You know, you were, I think, John, you were talking a little bit also about our relationship with Israel. I want to make a comment on that. I will make a comment on that for the record. I think that the Israeli situation is a real mess. I will also go on to say I don't think it's necessarily the fault of the Jews. I think it's the fault of the French and the British and the Americans going way, way back, to when Israel was created. Basically, it was wrong for the French and the British and the Americans to go in and just pick up a piece of land without even discussing that whatsoever with the Palestinians, et cetera, et cetera. But the fact of the matter is, it is what it is. You now have a very advanced nation in there in the terms of Israel. And when you have an advanced nation, that nation has to be run by very, very bright people. I think the Israelis are pretty bright. They know how to take advantage of a situation, and they really know how to defend themselves. If you want me to speak at length on this particular issue, I'm happy to do that. But in a nutshell, that's what I'm talking about. Jimmy, let's go on. Let's talk about some other things. I want to stress that the main focus of this program, as far as I'm concerned, there are a lot of issues out there that are incredibly important. Certainly Afghanistan is one. Certainly rethinking some of our relationships with other countries is one. Certainly the agriculture business is one. But I'm focused on one thing right now, and that is we have to get our house in order. The executive branch of the United States right now is in an absolute mess. Joe Biden is not the man to be the president of the United States. That's my opinion. My opinion also is I don't think the Democratic Party, with their woke philosophy, really it needs to be involved. They need to be involved, I suppose, because they're a major party in the United States. But I don't think they should be the definitive party in the United States right now. And I would have to say that if I had my choice, I would either go with Ron DeSantis or Donald J. Trump, one of the two. They don't mess around. Jimmy, your opinion?
We need strong leadership. Yeah. The world needs strong leadership. The United States has been, the United States has been, you know, the leader since World War II.
Right.
Really, we stepped into that role after World War I, but without moral and here's the problem. There's so much corruption right now in the Biden administration, and there's so much corruption in Washington, D.C. There's a lot of folks out there that just really, you know, don't care about constituents. They care about their influencers. They care about their Twitter feed. They care about everything in the world except for what's better for the United States. That has to change.
Very definitely.
Get people in power that are not only bright, but also that are willing to self-sacrifice and not enrich themselves off their position.
Right.
And that's one of our key problems. The other key problem we're facing is actually education in America, because there's an entire generation of people out there that have been taught to hate America.
Right.
And that's through a very pathetic education system.
Right.
And you know, these are big problems. And when you don't have an educated population, if you don't have a moral population, if you don't have moral leadership, which is what we're facing right now, you will collapse.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reality. So,
have no moral leadership whatsoever right now. There's no question about that. I'd like to get you guys' opinion, by the way. Those of you who are pretty active on the blog, and we got about 170 people now who are very active on the blog. I respect each and every one of you, and I value your opinions. I watched a movie over the weekend, full-length feature on the agricultural situation, the food supply situation in the world. If any of you have an opinion on that, I would really like to hear what it is. Jimmy, wrap it up any way you want.
Well, I think right now what we're hearing from globalists, from the World Economic Forum connected leaders, the Klaus Schwab sycophants,
right,
politicians that are wanting to stay in power, you're hearing a lot of this threat and fear of worldwide food shortages.
Mm-hmm.
You're seeing a lot of press on it. And of course, that's, you know, when you have people like Bill Gates buying up agricultural property in the United States,
right,
who actually says our problem is too big of a population, you got to wonder what's going on with these big companies and these conglomerates that have control over our food supply. It's incredibly dangerous, in my view. A decentralized system is obviously more flexible. And what we're seeing with the supply chain issues, what we're seeing with some of the pharmaceuticals, some of the things that are involved in mass farming today, people need to be very aware of it and start saying, wait a second, what's happening? What's going into my body?
Right.
And questioning this entire narrative, you know, of a food shortage. Because, look, with a dynamic free market system, we can adjust very rapidly. And of course, American farmers can do higher production in different crops. But if you have intervention with regulation and global objectives that are being controlled by big forces that actually dictate the markets, it's no longer a free market, it's not flexible, and then you do face the problems we're facing today.
Right.
That's very clear with semiconductor production for automobiles, which are just not available now, with the tremendous number of supply chain issues that we're seeing, with the lack of materials and the big conglomerates that are buying up and controlling these things. Because guess what? They're making a fortune.
Absolute fortune.
All the people that are out there doing the hard work are not.
No.
They're beginning to suffer. It's the same car salesman. There's nothing to sell, so they're not making a bunch of money.
Right.
The employees, the manufacturing people in the United States, the people that work, they're losing, you know, confidence in this administration. They're losing the opportunities they've had. Yeah, there's a shortage of labor out there, but, you know, because of all the questionable policies out there that we have, it's making life very difficult. So the food issue is a very important one. And I know some of our people, and you highlighted it. We talked a little bit about it the other day, but the number of food processing plants that have somehow in the last couple months either caught fire, burned down, or had planes crash into them, which absolutely is unprecedented. There's no comparison. It's like a 500-fold increase of these types of problems in just a couple of months.
Right.
Very strange.
It's very
almost
strange.
As strange as six oligarchs, Russian oligarchs, committing suicide in the last 2 months. Former Putin allies.
Kind of doesn't make a lot of sense. And I want to thank CFS for bringing up the high number of food businesses that have caught on fire recently. Jimmy, what else, bud? We got a 12 minutes so far.
Yeah, no, a lot of crazy stuff out there. We'll be able to talk plenty about it as we go. And let's just, you know, keep an open mind, keep open conversation, and keep looking for those little things that that give you clarity.
We got a great blog, you guys. Let's not get pissed off at each other. Let's talk with each other. We are a very bright group of people. We can learn from each other. At least we can consider other people's opinions. Thanks, Jimmy.
Yeah.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.